Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The counseling ban passed by the state of Maryland has now gone to court. Liberty Counsel was recently in a federal court asking for the court to issue what's called a preliminary injunction, a preliminary ruling blocking the enforcement of this law. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. This is one of a number of states, Matt, that have passed these laws. It all began a number of years ago with California and then New Jersey, and now about 14, 15 states, plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, and now 52 local municipalities or jurisdictions, counties, schools have passed these laws. And what these laws do is say that minors may not receive, nor may professionals give to minors, any counsel to reduce, eliminate, overcome their unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion. These laws are dangerous. They are government intruding into the privacy of a counseling session. And frankly, they're harmful to the individuals who desperately need and benefit from such counseling.
Yeah, and we need to understand as well, what is the root cause of these bans? What is the motive behind these bans? It's very clear. Those who have found freedom from various sexual lifestyles, the homosexual lifestyle, the cross-dressing lifestyle, and so forth, they represent a clear and present danger to the myth that somehow people are born gay or transgender. They represent a threat to that. So they have to go after the ability for these people to seek the help that they not just need, but want. Keep in mind, we're talking about people voluntarily seeking to get to the root causes of their same-sex attraction. And studies from the Archives of Sexual Behavior, CDC, have shown that an extremely disproportionate number of these people have themselves been sexually assaulted and adopted, or that is the nexus of these same-sex attractions. But they're pigeonholed into this false identity that they are somehow gay or lesbian or transgender. This is not who you are. This is what you do. And what is causing it? People have a right to interact with their counselors or their pastors to find out what the root cause is and to work to heal themselves and make themselves better, both mentally and spiritually.
No, absolutely, Matt. You know, we're doing our children a disservice here. You know, if you have a child who's dealing with, say, eating disorder, you know, so you're going to send that child, take that child to a counselor to get help. What is the root cause? It's not a food issue. There's something else going on. Same thing with this gender confusion. They're just acting out something that's deep down inside. So how is the government mandating, allowing to oversee what they can and can't say in a counseling office?
Well, there's no other area of counseling, none, in which the government has taken a position that you can only have one perspective on that counseling. Mm-hmm. Nor should the government take a position, because different kinds of psychological, emotional, behavioral stresses that place stress on an individual for which they seek help and counsel, those are so multifaceted and so many different variants that there's no way you can put a template on any one of these and say, this is the way it should be done. Certainly, the government has no business saying only one viewpoint can be represented. And that's, in fact, what they've done. Only the viewpoint that this is a normal variant, irrespective of whether or not someone wants to overcome it. You know, for example, let me just take this as a hypothetical. Don't get me wrong when I say this hypothetical. But even if you have a particular psychological stress, say, chemical imbalance, and it's something that you're not able to deal with yourself. You've got a chemical imbalance. Something has malfunctioned in your body, causing you to be depressed. Well, you still want to overcome that, mm-hmm. and you need to have counseling, even if it has a biological etiology, an origin. And I'm saying that homosexuality, same-sex attraction, gender confusion has a biological origin. In fact, it doesn't. The research and studies say that it doesn't, that there is no born that way, DNA wired that way, variant that ultimately results in you being homosexual or someone who wants to be in the opposite gender. But even if it was, you still should allow that individual to be able to have counseling to overcome something which they don't want to do or be.
Right. Counselors are there to help you achieve your goals. Yeah. They're cheerleading you, so to speak, through that process to get you to that goal.
Yeah. And again, don't misunderstand my analogy. I'm just saying that government has no business in the counseling room.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they use this parade of horribles, you know. They make up conversion therapy. Like there are these camps where they use electrodes and all kinds of horrible torture and in order to force people to become heterosexual. It's nonsense.
And you know, by the way, that does not happen in these counseling sessions. It doesn't
right.
happen
at all.
Of course
but
not.
Do you realize that actually outside of these counseling sessions, outside of someone who's struggling with unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior identity, in certain other areas of counseling, certain counselors do use electrotherapy, shock therapy.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
do. Not in this area.
But and nor does, should they. And nor are we saying they should.
No, and they don't. They just don't. But there's no outcry over in these other areas to stop that. This is a political agenda.
But that they're forcing kids to get on hormones, to change their quote-unquote gender, to have surgery, to totally mess themselves up physically, and that doesn't get to the root cause.
Well, our
dangerous
case is,
hormones.
Yeah,
it is. Dangerous surgery, yeah.
Our case is called Doyle versus Hogan. Doyle is Christopher Doyle, a licensed professional counselor in Virginia and Maryland, whom we represent. And we're challenging this law that was passed in the state of Maryland, which was signed into law by Governor Larry Hogan, went into effect last year, October 1, 2018. And we're now finally in the preliminary injunction hearing. The hearing, from our perspective, went well. We had one argument after another, with detailed PowerPoints. The state got up and made a rambling 45-minute argument. Ours was a two-hour, very detailed presentation of the studies and other things. But we don't know what the ruling will be. The bottom line is one of these cases, we're working to get one of these cases, whether it's Maryland or one of the other cases we're involved in one of the other states or jurisdictions, to get one of these cases to the U.S. Supreme Court. Matt, once we do, I feel very confident that all these laws will be struck down across the country.
Yeah, and the court has already signaled as such, even under Justice Kennedy. He was even on the side of this, of dispelling this notion that there is somehow a tighter restriction on what this thing they created called professional speech, and said somehow that's outside the parameters of First Amendment protections. We know that the Supreme Court has already ruled that that is not the case.
That's right. In fact, last year, at the end of June 2018, the Supreme Court handed down the Crisis Pregnancy Center cases out of California, and they actually cited two of our original cases that dealt with this, in which the two courts of appeals upheld the laws, thus opening the doors for all these different statutes to come about. But they created a new whole category of speech called professional speech and said that professional speech does not get the same kind of legal protection as non-professional speech, speech by people who are not professionals. The Supreme Court rejected that, expressly citing our two cases, effectively therefore overruling them. If you do a Westlaw search on those two cases, the Pickup versus Brown and King versus Governor of New Jersey, the Westlaw correctly will say they've been overruled by the U.S. Supreme Court. So it's just a matter of time before we get one of these cases to the U.S. Supreme Court to hit this directly head on. Pray that this happens sooner than later. We're working hard across the country to defend the rights of counselors and clients and families to be able to engage in free speech in the privacy of the counseling session. The government has no business eavesdropping and then forcing their own view into this private session between a counselor and the client. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Sign up for our emails right there on the website. The Liberty Alert is one, and other emails will keep you involved in what's happening in the nation's capital so that your voice can be heard. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.